Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. And Julie Dexter just drops down knowledge. I'm listening to transitions by her, and I'm just in this place of really thinking about transitions and playing with the tower card. And who plays with a tower card? I do. We're going to have fun. Seriously, you beautiful people on the phone lines and in the chat room, with all the news that I'm not going into today, I'm here to bring you some light. I'm here to bring you some hope, even when the lightning strikes, because there have been a lot of lightning strikes this week for me personally, for people out in the world, and I'm holding myself, and I'm holding all of you in this very moment, because the world is truly in need of love today. It's just that simple. And while I don't want to underplay what's out there, I've got to believe that what's in us and what's in you is stronger than what's manifesting. Reverend Deborah Johnson, one of the hosts here on Life Conversations Radio Network, said, she gave us all a challenge. And she said, for those of us who believe in peace, we are being out-faithed right now. So it's really time to get ourselves in line to be the peace that we want to see, to help lift up the vibrations wherever we're showing up in the world, and to acknowledge that transitions are going to happen. The struggle is supposed to make it stronger. What else do we say? Oh, wait, what was that? Oh, what does not kill you make you stronger? And usually when somebody says that to me, you know I'm giving them the side eye. But, you know, she just moved me. Julie Dexter, juliedexter.com. She's got more amazing music. But let me let you know that you are in the place and the space to have some fun on a Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And I am so charged right now. I got to give a little kiss, a little spiritual heavenly kiss to James Garner because I did not like the Rockford Files. Celeste, no, I did not. I was a Kojak kid, and I liked, Kojak and the guy with Beretta. Yeah, that was me. I liked that. Whenever my mom wanted to watch her main man, James Garner, I would leave the room, because we didn't have all these channels that we have now. But I learned to appreciate James Garner later in his life, The Secrets of Yaya. I know somebody's going to correct me. Please correct me on that. But it was the sisterhood or the secret of Yaya where he played the husband. And that's when I was like, oh, James Garner is cool. So he has transitioned today, and there's a lot of people who are transitioning, going to the other side. And I look at that as, you know, they're on the other side. Energy does not die. And God bless you people who have made your transition, are making your transition, who leave something behind for us. You are a blessing. And for those who still have the ears to listen, we can hear you. So I just hope you're celebrating your reunion on the other side. So I had to do that. So tonight, we're tapping into the Tower of Power. And for you old school folk, y'all know that's a group, right? Yeah, I'm so sneaky. I mean, I love mixing tarot with, you know, music and everything. So the Tower of Power is on my wall, for those of you who don't know that group. I love them. They're pre-Chicago for me. They were out at the same time. But So Very Hard to Go, it's one of my favorite songs. I will jump up anywhere in the world and go, oh, there go my song, and start dancing like my mom. So special shout out to the group Tower of Power. You're still with me, and I'm taking that beautiful energy of diversity and horns and the R&B singer. I'm bringing it all, and I'm mixing it in my soup right now. Okay, I've got a lot of stuff for you, but let me just, I saw New Jace, and God, is Rhonda from the Priestess View in the chat room, and Kay from Brooklyn. I'm going to get to you. I'm just going to lay some foundation. So hold the line. I'm very happy to give you a love reading. And Sarah from PA, my girl, always with me. So what was moving for me personally this week? I had a lot of spiritual amnesia. I had a lot of lightning strikes of clarity and illumination, and the ground was a little shaky, but I had great people around me to hold me up. One of those people are helping me on the phone lines right now, and that's Life Coach Today. And my beautiful Sarah got to go to a family cookout with me yesterday. That was fun. And I do not apologize for beating you at Uno twice. She's going to press one and tell me off one of these days. But I can see you smiling, Sarah. Thank you. Mwah. Big kiss to you and big kiss to all of you guys. I've got such a I have a platter, a buffet of spiritual information for you, and I'm going to get to it right now. So welcome. You are also welcome to call in 347-426-3346 is the call-in number if you'd like to get a tarot reading. I use the Mother Peace tarot cards, though tonight I'm bringing out my husband. Pause for you guys to breathe. Yes, yes. I believe two of my decks are married to each other. My Mother Peace Tarot deck is my Divine Feminine deck, the Great Mother, and my Medicine cards are my Boy deck. Because sometimes the Mother Peace Tarot cards are great oracles. It's beautiful for reflecting who I am. But every once in a while, I just need to get to the point. And that's when I'm like, okay, fine, let me go to the Medicine cards. And then it's just a perfect marriage. I put them both together, and they work great. So the Tower, for me, is married to the Raven. And you'll see how that's going to come into play later. So like I said, I have spiritual amnesia. I invite you guys to share any energy or stories that you'd like to share as well. You don't just have to call in for a tarot reading. You can just call in and say, girl, I know what you mean. And I'm just grateful that I have a community that I can go to. And those of you who post on Facebook, please believe me when I tell you that you feed me too. And I'm just grateful there's so many places that you could be tonight, and you're spending your time with me. So I am honored, and I am trusting that what I am downloading will also be able to bless you into the rest of your week. So we're moving out of Cancer. We are. We're on the cusp of that Cancer Leo time, and I can hear the lion roar of the Leo horizon. I think it's July 23rd. And there's so much more in store. But I realized, you know, this year, 2014, it equals 7. And I got excited about that. Sure did. I was like, ooh, 7 is a very holy number. People think the 7 is the number of completion. And I'm so happy we had a guest on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show who made it very clear that 9 is the number of completion. I knew that. But 7 is a really, it's the holiest of numbers. And it's powerful. It's ruled by Neptune. And if you're like me, if you know what your lesson card is for the year, I get a double whammy, because not only do we all get to collectively learn about the energy of 7, I get to learn about it personally, so I have 7 double, 7 as the year, 7 as my personal year card. And I was really excited, but I kept forgetting that 16 equals 7, and 16 is the Tower. And as much as I wanted to pick the roses of the spiritual enlightenment and the depth, go out into the deep and get ready for a haul, I forgot that every once in a while you need manure for roses. You really do. And I don't really like that a lot. So a lot of this will be talking about some resistance. A lot of this tonight will be about, what do you do when that lightning strikes and your whole world is just upside down and you're trying to figure out how to land? I recommend you land like a cat. Land on your feet and trust the process of life. So the question is, and laugh. You're so shady. That's moody. Life Coach Today, come here. I can't believe you just did that to me.
Did I do that?
Yes, you did that.
No,
oh, my gosh. Yes, you did. That's just a guy.
Did.
Remember the... Stop. Now, get Life Coach Today. Now, what's so funny about that is what they don't, what he didn't play was this guy asked, was it that, is that the one where the guy asked Muji a question and they just both bust out laughing because he just realized everything he was tripping about was all an illusion? And it was just, and he just, they couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah.
He's like, you better stop that. People would put you in the hospital.
The one.
What do you think?
Yep.
Oh, is that a message? Message. I got it. Let me loosen up and have some fun here. I am having fun. That was good. Thank you, Life Coach Today. If you, for those of you who don't know Life Coach Today, he is the head of Life Conversations Radio Network. He is the host of the Ask Life Coach Today radio show where I hang out as a co-host, co-producer, and one of my best friends in the world. And I thank you for that laughter, Life Coach Today. You want to say hi to the listening audience?
Hi, listening audience. I'm shy, so I'm leaving now. Bye.
He just called up in here shaking up my show. Let me get to some tarot. Kay in New York is waiting on me. All right, so thank you, everybody in the chat room, everybody on the phone lines. We're going to get to it now on this Tower Raven Chariot Day. So 7 is the energy of the day. I told you 7 is the collective number for all of us. But I want to explore another part of 7 energy with all of you. So we're going to play with 16 Tower and 16 Raven and medicine cards primarily. Is there a gift to unwrap when you combine the energy of the lightning strike with the blessings of Raven magic? The truth is the Tower of Power is often full of dissolving energies of pain and old stories. So as you release them, you finally come face to face with your true self without the censoring of your voice or your magic. Freedom looks real good on you. Freedom looks good on me. I'm happy to pull tarot cards to tell you more, but let me get you to quick housekeeping so you can find out about the other shows on Life Conversations Radio Network and where you can find our hosts. In other places. So I told you, Life Coach Today, Ask Life Coach Today radio show is going to be bringing it tomorrow with Limitless Energy, Soulful Living at 12 p.m. Eastern. I'm there at 1 p.m. for Celestial Moment where I break down the energy of the day. Then you can make sure that you join him as well on Tuesday, 12radio.com for Soul Food for Your Consciousness at 10 a.m. Eastern. Then come on back to Life Conversations Radio for Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson at 9 p.m. Eastern for Living in the Yes. She's dropping it like it's hot, and I'm not talking like in a video. I'm talking spiritual qualities, okay? With deep teaching and laughter. I always say that when she speaks with such grit and such passion. I mean, we just get lost. You know, I'm supposed to be working the show, and I'm, like, taking notes. So make sure you join Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. She's amazing. And Ambassa Safera on the Play Experience is back from Australia, passionately loving and appreciating you every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. She's going to be sharing more about her journey being in the land of Oz. She might have the Sapphires interview done. No pressure, Ambassa, because I know you said you were coming to the show tonight. But I love the Sapphires. Check them out on Netflix. That's the movie, The Sapphires. If you have Netflix, check them out. Powerful. They're the Supremes of Australia, Aboriginal queens of Australia, and they went and they sang in Vietnam. Powerful, powerful story. And then you got me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan, where I explore numerology and tarot. And I don't know why I'm forgetting ancestral blueprints. It's ridiculous with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. This show right here inspired me to get genealogy work done. Ancestral blueprints really takes a look at how our ancestors' path and their story and those unresolved issues that come to light in our current families, we talk about that. And it's so powerful. I never know where they're going to go every month. It comes on once a month on Wednesdays, the last Wednesday of the month at 12 p.m. Eastern. That's a powerful show for wanting to honor, respect your ancestors. And I'm always enlightened and given messages of, what do I need to do next? And I needed to know some names that I didn't know. I was feeling their energy, but I didn't know who was coming through. So I have 5 generations now that I never had before. And that's a powerful experience. And I'm really grateful to Ancestral Blueprints for inspiring me to get all up in my family business. So to find out more information about all these shows, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com for more information. And for a day on Tuesdays with his Soul Food for Your Consciousness, that's 12radio.com. You are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, and I am honored to be hanging out with you this Sunday night. Now, I have somebody that I have to say happy birthday to. I'm going to get real close because I want him to feel me energetically. Carlos Santana. Man, are you really 67 years old, still rocking it the way you do? Happy birthday, papi. ¿Cómo está? I'm so bad. I like to believe that he wrote Black Magic Woman for me, and I know some of you already think it's about you, but no, it's me. Of course he's a cancer. What? I knew you better stop that. That's not funny. That's a truth, Root. Carlos Santana wrote Black Magic Woman for me. I don't care what everybody else had to say, but that's my joint. Okay, now, and I also want to give a praise report. My mom's birthday was on Thursday. My mom's a Cancer. I told you guys I'm all soft on Cancerians. And I realized my family does not know me. I got a call from one of my aunts, and she said, oh, we're so proud of you. We thought you were going to crack up on your mother's birthday. Crack up. No, I broke out. I mean, sure, in 2006 when, you know, her first birthday came around, that was the beginning of the grief. I've learned, I know now that that energy does get integrated. I walked a long road, and I'm not trying to call out my aunt, but I was like, you clearly don't listen to my show because I keep telling that for everybody that energy doesn't die. I have proof. I can still hear her. I can still feel her. And she, her transition actually helped open up my numbers gift. Not only my numbers gift, but all those questions of, did I hear that right? What was that voice? What's this? Why is that sparkling? So I'm, my mama is my guide. So I am happy, though. We need to celebrate whenever we get through a big hump, because that was definitely a tower experience in my life. I celebrated her by, this is in case any of you are dealing with transitions of parents or people that you're close to. What I did was I decided to celebrate my mom's life by doing what she wanted me to do, which was to simply be happy. I got to attend Midsummer Night's Dream under the stars, and I had dinner at Rose's Luxury, which is in my old neighborhood. And check this out. My birth cards are 17 and 8. My mom's birthday is July 17th. The address is 717 8th Street. Now, a friend told me about this restaurant. I went for my birthday, and then we went for my mom's birthday, too. So 717 8th Street will always be a great, beautiful address for me. And if you're interested in learning about your birth cards, too, I highly recommend that you go to tarot.com. I just love, I have.
Okay, Celeste will be back in a minute.
Here I am. Thanks. My mama just wanted to know that. You all right, baby? I learned today. And maybe that means I need to go ahead and get this thing going. Thank you, Life Coach today. You always got my back.
You're welcome.
Do you hear me on this very well? Uh-oh.
Yeah, I hear you very well. You're good. We had a moment of meditation, and you're back.
I know that's right. Thank you, Skype. I love you. Okay, so.
Flashback.
I know, just a little bit, but I washed my mouth this time. All right, so, yeah, what I'm going to do, I see what the time is doing. I'm going to go ahead and invite Kay into the room. She's waiting on her love reading, and I'll tell you guys a little bit more about what's moving astrologically on the other side of that, as well as what's up with this tower. So, Kay, I'm feeling it very strongly to come to you. Hi, Ms. Kay. Is Mr. or Mrs. Kay? I don't know.
Hi, how are you, Mrs. or Ms.?
Well, what would you feel comfortable with me calling you?
Please.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
I said just Kay is cool.
Okay, just Kay is cool. All right, more than just Kay, but I got you. Okay, Kay, I'm going to my tarot cards, and I'm going to shuffle them.
Okay.
They're in the Mother Peace tarot cards. Do you have a love question? Or?
I do. Just wanting to know about a particular person or, you know, maybe some love coming in.
Okay. Let me go to the card and see the story that they tell.
Okay.
All right. We want to hear about love for Kay. Okay, I'm doing a three-card draw, okay? Oh, girl, whoa. Okay, this is powerful. You got the Shaman of Wands. This is like the King of Fire.
The King
of... It's a strong King of Fire. Wands is fire. Creativity, passion, sexuality, energy. He's also a healer. So most of my friends are healers in some way. And a lot of them use their hands. And I'm seeing the words Reiki right now in terms of this is somebody who is, you know, the Shaman of Wands is a person, is the people's card. Like, what's the energy that's showing up? So I see a very kingly healer before me, or someone with strong, authoritative, masculine energy that is really close by, okay? Now, you outdo yourself with this fire. So I'm going to go, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I'm sensing that whoever it is, maybe one of those fire signs, you know, an Aries, a Leo, a Sagittarius. Wait a minute. Yeah, I said Leo. Because the sun is your next card. That's a major arcana card. They say when you get a major arcana card in tarot, that's like a kiss from the gods. So here's the right? And the sun is so yummy.
Yeah.
There's no bad way to receive the sun.
Nice.
There's some things you're but there's some things you're going to have to let go of, Kay, because you got the death card, which is the transition card. The death card is ruled by Scorpio. So, you know, when the Scorpio energy shows up, you know, that's taxes, that's death. We all going to go through it. It's sensuality. I'm seeing a very strong yes for something coming through. You got a healer, Shaman of Wands. You got the 19th sun. It is leaning to the left a little bit, but there's no bad position for the sun. And your death card, the death card, 13, is not a bad card. That is the card about shedding skin, letting go. There's a big old snake who's shedding his skin, and there's a skeleton that it's wrapped around, but in a fetal position. So don't put new wines into old wine bags. I'm probably saying that part wrong, but it's time for you to let go, to receive this. I wish this was my reading. to receive that energy, Kay. It's really powerful. I'm saying yes, and I will, let me try to close my eyes a bit and just, I'm thinking about, because I don't want to have you feel cheated at all. Ooh, this is it. Make yourself a date on August 8th, which is the Lion's Gate. Now, you can invite somebody if you want to, but I want you to, on purpose, do something really special with you on August of this year. Research the Lion's Gate, go through the portal, and get your blessing, Kay.
August 8th, okay.
August 8th, 8-8 is the Lion's Gate. It's a portal. really tap into that energy and take care of you, Kay. Because what you're waiting for is waiting for you, for real.
Waiting for?
What you're waiting for is waiting for you. And what I mean by that is there's a journey that you're going to be undertaking to prepare for the energy of this love that's going to be stepping into your life.
And the journey is that has to do with the release?
Say that again?
Does that have to do with the release that you were talking about, the death?
Yes. Very good. Yes, the journey I'm talking about is your journey of release. You got a new moon coming up on Saturday, the new moon in Leo. You have so much fire, so much sun, and even though the death card is connected to Scorpio, that's water, emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say plant your new seeds on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you vision board. I don't know if you journal. But it's time to really don't get so caught up in thinking about what he or she, because I can't assume that it's a he, what your partner looks like. Don't get too caught up in all of that. Really think about what you want and what you need to let go to get it. That's your homework. And don't forget your date on August 8th. With yourself.
On August 8th, okay.
Okay.
Do you see this as a new person or someone that's already there?
You know what? That's a really good question. I'm sensing it's new because they're a powerhouse and you need to get ready. So this is a healer is coming through. No joke.
Sorry, what'd you say?
They're either a healer or work in a community. They're doing big things.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. You like that?
Okay.
Hold on to that. And check out the Shaman of Wands and the Sun and the Death card. Those are three cards that showed up to say yes for you. Just let go. Release and let go and get more. All right?
Okay. Let go more. Yep. And don't get caught up on the external.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You got
Thank
it.
Thank you so much.
That's beautiful. It's my pleasure, Kay. Thank you so much for joining me. Oh, that was a fun reading. I love reading. All right, stay with us, Kay. I love reading. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I need some water. I see you, Goddess Rhonda. I see you, Sweet Tea from D.C., Tanya. And we'll be right back right after these brief messages.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org. or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I promise you, a quick thing about the tower, I'm going to do that, and then after that we're going to go to Goddess Rhonda, who's going to be my guest for the Halloween show in October, believe that, and Sweet Tea from D.C., Tanya, then we'll come to you. But I'm just giving y'all all this love, and I haven't given you any lightning yet. So the gift that I'm going to give you right now is the birth card information for people. There are people born with 16-7. One of those people is Robert Johnson. Old myth about him that he sold his soul to the devil at the crossroads because he's such a phenomenal blues player and nobody could play as well as he did. He's also the start of the curse of 27, which a lot of us know about when artists or rock and roll people transition at 27. The people that are always come to mind for me are Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and our more recent world, Amy Winehouse. But I don't believe in getting caught up in horror stories. I do believe in finding the magic in 16 and 7. So when you get 16 and 7 as your birth cards, like Robert Johnson, it doesn't mean bad things are happening to you. The good news about the tower is you are going to get more information, and it will be a lightning strike, and it won't feel like fun, but you're going to get so much from it. Okay, so yes, thank you from the heart quarters doing that right now, because I want to make sure that you understand that the tower card is connected to Mars. That's brilliant, flashy, in the moment, violent emotions and activity, male sexual potency, pride, war, and full speed ahead. 7 is the Cancer. It's the Chariot, which is Cancer astrologically. This card is self-sufficient. It's about protection, nurture, and care, coolness and courage, focus and determination, which initiates activity but steps sideways like a crab. So when you combine these powerful cards together, you have someone who's ready to deal with issues of balance, control, energy, and war. They contrast in their ways of handling every issue. See, this is what I want you to get about the tower if you don't get anything else. It's the violent overthrow of rigid and ambitious structure, which actually contrasts with the Chariot card, which is the invisible battle for balance and self-control. You bring these two things together with your trust within the vulnerability and the strength of your character, then you're able to fix anything. Some tower experiences that may show up in your life are complete surprises and feeling head over heels. The job of the tower is to uproot dug-in positions. Okay. And one more thing that I want to tell you about the tower, and then we'll get to the callers for some readings. Okay, the tower can show up as no's in your life, but you got to know that no is a yes. So it could be your marriage has dissolved, you didn't know anything was going on, and they're like, I don't want to be with you no more. You're like, ah. Or it could be a job you hated coming to an end abruptly. We're asking the universe for things all day long. We don't have any right to tell them how we're going to get it. And since I believe tarot is a spiritual path Everybody experiences lightning strikes at some point in their life. The question is, are you sure about where you're going? As I say in my Diana Ross voice, okay, I'm ready for Goddess Rhonda. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited about this. Go to it right now.
How
Goddess
are
Rhonda,
you?
How are you? I'm so great. Welcome to the Celestial Show, Celeste Morgan. You can find Goddess Rhonda on Monday nights. That's another place I hang out on the Priestess View. So what's on your heart right now, sister?
Well, first I have to tell you that I am so enjoying your energy and your show. Mm-hmm. It is so uplifting. I've had a grueling couple of days, but just hearing your voice has already raised my vibration. So let me say thank you for that first.
You're beautiful. But thank you, Ron.
You are so welcome. But I was calling just to share, you know, a story about the tower because the tower really, oh, man, you want to talk about the tower in my life. And I thought, like, maybe I shouldn't, you know, share this. And I said, well, maybe I should because there are people that are listening. And even though you talk about the tower and how, you know, it's a really hard time, it's ultimately for the good, people are trying to hear that. And their minds are like, this can't be any good. I don't have a job. I don't have this. I'm breaking down. I'm doing this. What are you talking about? What's the good? So I wanted to share my story to show that you can go into the abyss and come out the other side and things are actually better. And that if you resist and are stubborn, that's when you have the problem with the tower. So if you're willing to listen and do what you're supposed to do, then things will go a lot more smoothly. So I'll keep it short.
I got to clap for that.
People waiting.
I know,
thank
but
you.
I'm clapping. We have an applause. I don't have time to find it. Go ahead, because this really, I love having my sisters join me, because now you're going to show us what the tower looks like for you and how you dealt with it. I love it. Go for it.
Absolutely. Back in 2005, and back then my main career was as a mortgage underwriter. I still did my, so, you know, my generation was all about find a job that pays you every week, you know, stability, or take a civil service test. Do something, even though my astrologer back in 94 said, you're supposed to be a psychic and a healer. And my parents were like, oh, you know, that's unstable. And they were born-again Christians anyway, so they weren't with that. But so I did that on the side, but I went for stability, went into the banking business, did very well at that for several decades. And all of a sudden in 2005, I believe Uranus was in Pisces, and I'm a Pisces. And everything just completely, within a six-month period, I lost my husband unexpectedly. He died. A month later, I found out that I had a 20-pound tumor that I didn't even know I had, and I was dying. And I didn't die. I made it through that surgery. But it took me 3 months to recover. I went back to my job, and 2 weeks later, I was out of a job. So in 6 months, I lost my husband, lost my job, almost lost my life, couldn't get another job in the mortgage industry because of the, and that was when the banking field crashed, if everyone remembers that, when the mortgage industry crashed. And so I was just like penniless, and I was losing my home. I couldn't find a job. I couldn't understand. I felt like, you know, universe, why are you forsaking me? I'm such a good person. I spent my life helping people. How could you do this to me? I was very angry, screaming at the universe and ranting and raving about it. And finally I said, well, you know what? Ranting and raving isn't going to get me a new place to live or help me pay my bills. So it's time to consider what else can I do. So I started doing some, I found some freelance writing book, and I hung up my metaphysical shingle, and I started doing healings and making metaphysical jewelry and doing readings and building from there. And the end of the short story is I did manage to sell my house before it was foreclosed upon, but I only beat that date by 10 days. And my metaphysical career has taken off, and it's what I was supposed to be doing 20 years ago, but I didn't listen. I didn't listen because I was afraid. I was afraid that I wasn't going to be stable. I wasn't going to make enough money. How am I going to get the clients? You know, when you run your own business, you really, it is a lot of work. You'll work harder for yourself than you do for anybody else because you do everything yourself. I hired myself to do everything, to do all my bookkeeping, do all my admin work, do all my marketing, which I knew nothing about and had to go from scratch. But ultimately, it was literally 7 years, my seven gates of hell, as I call it, as our goddess Inanna went through, did come out the other side. I am much better off for it. I'm happy. And if I had just not resisted, I wouldn't have had to go through all that, but that also made me very strong and helped me to persevere and get through it and do what I'm supposed to be doing. So the tower is out of my heart. I'm not going to pretend it's a Sagittarian.
No. No, it's not.
Because it's not. But I promise you will come out the other side stronger and better off.
My sister, witch, thank you.
You are so welcome.
And I love you for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you will be joining. She's joining me for Samhain. I already worked this out. When I met Goddess Rhonda, I went, forget about it. I want her in my house. We're going to have fun, too. So
yes,
I'm going to release you in love. I'm going to release you in love, and I'll be there Monday night. What time is your show? Come on again.
Seven Mountain, nine Eastern, and six Pacific.
Yeah, well, I'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock, my sister. Give my love to everybody over there.
I will.
All right, thank
you,
Ms.
Thank you so much.
Mwah. Big kiss.
Bye-bye.
I love that. Bye-bye. Oh, I love that. I got one more coming in the house. Sweet tea from D.C. Tanya Gooch, step right up. What's
Hello.
Up, girl?
Good evening.
Hi, Tanya. What do you want to share with us today, or you want a reading? What do you want? What you want?
I just want you to pull a card for me.
Oh, you telling me one? Or?
I mean,
okay,
just do your thing. No, nothing specific or anything. Just do your thing for me.
It's so funny. This girl can call me at 1 o'clock, and I would do the story for her. But okay, well, all right, Miss Tanya. She's so cute. Okay. I got you. I'm shuffling three times. While I'm shuffling, one of the things that I really love about Tanya is she takes notes. She can go back and tell you the first reading I ever gave her. She can let you know what she thought about Life Coach Today in her journal, what she got from him. What was it? Why do you laugh so much? Okay, I'm done.
I used to say, oh, my goodness, he just laughs all the time. But little did I know the joke was on me. A day laugh because a day happy. I'm trying to get there.
That's so funny that you say you're trying to get there. I know that you're a Cancer. You're a water sign. I got the Four of Cups for you, which is really the card that can be the card of grieving and needing to be from one place to the other. For you, it's like reversed, which means you've already walked your grieving waters.
Mm-hmm.
That you are. This person is fully nude, which means unconditional love and acceptance for yourself. The second card that came up for you is judgment. It's upside down. And you have a very sacred mission to join up with Venus for healing in the world. And what I'm sensing from that, Tanya, is you just don't know how yet. So we really need to tap into the energy. You've let go of these stories or the stories that were hurting you. That's coming up loud and clear. And now you're in a position to see what are you going to do. It's an Ankh. All the chakra colors are healing Mother Earth right now. And being that you are a great mother sign as a Cancerian, now you need to find out, okay, now what am I going to do to lift my vibration to help somebody? And the answer comes in your two of Wands, which features a young girl learning how to make fire with an ancestor, which is appearing as a bubble above her head. So the message for you, Ms. Tanya, through the cards and through my guides and the people that I sense around you, is good job letting it go. Let's get down and dirty about what you need to do, what's your gift, what's your purpose for healing the world, and always trust the energy that the ancestors are talking to you. It's actually to the right, which means it's like hardcore. Your ancestors are around you, and they will help you find the way to getting to your next step, Ms. Tanya.
Thank you so much. Because I was feeling that. I just, like, really been feeling my grandmother and my mother around me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you don't know how to – sometimes it can startle you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember what you told me, like, in 2010. You was like, your mom is not going to come to you because you're still in rage and you're not – you got a whole lot of work inside you got to do. You still mad. And now I feel her.
And y'all, when I told her that, I didn't even, that was pre me coming into a light worker community. I didn't have any words, because I think I met energetically on the air in September 2010. And when I said that, it was because we joined together around moving through the journey of grieving our moms. And I figured that when I was upset and I was crying, like, Mama, where are you? I couldn't feel anything. I feel my mom when I'm happy, when I'm doing something that she likes. It's almost like she's invited to come down and go, what is my baby doing? And that's what you really want to invite in terms of if you believe in ancestral work, because everybody doesn't. But if you really want to get into it, that's my personal thing, and that's what I told Miss Tanya. And, you know, I think the ancestors do fly through and want to catch us doing something good so they can add their energy to it. And this is the announcement for you that that's what's happening, that will help you know what your purpose is, because you done let go and release, and now you get to show out as sweet tea. Does that make sense to you?
Thank you so much. I love you.
I love you more. Stay cool, Ma.
All right. Talk to you later. Ciao.
Bye-bye. Yes, you will. Ciao. Oh, really? Oh, wow, this is so beautiful. Joy, Grace, Harmony. Okay, Joy, Grace, we're going to have to move through this, but I'm coming to you. This is a beautiful woman that I met at the Agape Revelations on my birthday, around my birthday. Hello, Miss Joy, Grace, Harmony. How are you?
Hey, I'm amazing, and I just saw that you were on the air, and I said, oh, my gosh, I got to get in before she ends today and say hello.
Thank you so much. I this is beautiful. Would you like a reading? Or are you just coming to share that joy glow that you have?
Well, I can just share the joy glow, although if you want to pick a card, you could always do that too.
That's so funny. Okay, I'm picking one, and we are going to let this, what I'm picked, I want everybody to join in on me, okay? Because this will be the universal card for the week. Turning over.
All right.
Girl, it's the Fool. I love it. The Fool is new beginnings, people. It's the first card in tarot, Miss Joyce. And the Fool is about adventures. In my tarot deck, the Fool is the goddess's favorite child. It's actually written. So you are Heavenly Divine Mother and Father's favorite child. Enjoy the energy. Enjoy your adventure. Yours was for the first, though, so I'm gonna caution you, because there's an alligator here, too. And the alligator in medicine cards reminds us of integration of all of our experiences. So I would urge you, my dear sweet sister, is to not let go of your faith as you continue doing big things in the world. And go back into that childlike wonder so you could tap into the power of consciousness descending Earth, which is the Fool.
Awesome.
You've got adventures to go. You've got adventures to take and more lessons, and you're in a good path. All is well, Furl.
Yeah,
okay?
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for playing, and I'll catch you on Facebook probably at some point tonight. So
yes,
thank you so much. Absolutely. Walk in peace, sister. Oh, my gosh, I love this. I love it when you guys call in and play with me. I want to thank Rhonda for sharing her personal tower story, because while the 16 tower shows up and we want to resist it, I agree with my goddess sister that when you get through the energy of the tower, you will be better on the other side. The raven magic that I want to give to you is that its gift is magic. And I want you to hold on to this too, which is the chant. I see that. Yes. You know what? We're going to fall down and we're going to get back up again. And that's one of my favorite songs by dear John Stringer. So I promised you this. Even though some of us may get the willies about the tower, I want you to know that underneath that tower, there is a raven. Raven, black as pitch, mystical as the moon. Speak to me of magic. I will fly with you soon. This is powerful medicine, no matter what's showing up in your life. The tower has magic. That's what I want you to know. The seven chariot has victory. So do you. And the raven is the guardian of ceremonial magic and healing. You bring a sense of well-being. That's your gift. How are you going to do it? Use it powerfully, and don't forget to respond to synchronicities. When they show up, that's your blessing. Family, I love you so much. Thank you for giving me a wonderful ride. For all of you who called in, Tanya, every kiss begins with K. I was supposed to do that for you, Kay. thank you guys so much for being with me. Joy, Grace, and New Jace. And you guests in the chat room, I know we are going to go with We All Fall Down or All Fall Down. Okay, this is John Stringer from stateofman.com. Have a beautiful night.
I've seen love and sorrow. I've made my own mistakes. I lost faith in tomorrow. I even lost my way. Then I learned forgiveness starts with me. I put my burden down and set my spirit free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.